SBI Media in the offices of Marcus Weber, President and CEO of the Bank of Star Valley. Marcus, you just finished an extensive presentation at the Star Valley Chamber of Commerce Luncheon in Thane, highlighting the economics of Star Valley. The bank has just finished a study. Give us some of the highlights. What has worked in the years past? And then we'll move into what we see coming up in our future years. Marcus, let's start back with some of the successes of Star Valley.
Thanks, Dan, and thanks for hosting the Bank of Star Valley at the Chamber of Commerce. We thrive when the business community in Star Valley thrives, so thank you very much. Star Valley is a wonderful place. People continue to flock here because of its beauty, but also because of the security they find and their outdoor recreation and lots of opportunity.
Quality of life.
And tax structure, right?
Yeah, tax structure for Wyoming, and Star Valley is a part of that.
So we do see continued growth. In fact, Lincoln County and North Lincoln in particular is one of the strongest growing communities within all of the state of Wyoming. So we're very fortunate in that regard that we're not fighting some of the depopulation problems found elsewhere. But we're also having our own struggles and challenges.
What might they be?
Well, affordable housing is probably the biggest one. So real estate in Star Valley, if you're a landowner, you've seen your house double in value since COVID. The median sales price prior to COVID was about $300,000 in Star Valley, and now we're close to $600,000. If you're an asset owner, that's a great thing, right?
Yes.
But if you're looking to buy a house or migrate here now,
tough market to get into.
That is a challenge. It is. And we're also seeing a tight labor market. So our unemployment rate in Lincoln County is below, it's at 2.5%, which that's a very low rate, but it also brings its own challenges. There have been more listings for job opportunities, job openings, than there have been people available to fill them. So business owners have felt that challenge. In addition, if you're going to hire someone, man, it's hard to find them housing here. So that's been really tough on businesses here in Star Valley.
Businesses and essentially the local government too.
Exactly, school teachers, right?
Yeah.
Yep, so that's been both a headwind for those trying to move here, but also kind of a tailwind to help keep the people who are here feeling good about the economy. The other thing that we've seen is the stock market. If you look at the stocks today, we're close to 50,000 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Again, you've seen people's portfolios double since COVID, and those who have those assets, it feels really good. Those who don't, it's tough. So we're seeing almost two economies develop. Those who have the assets and are feeling really good about things, but also those who are struggling because they see prices at the grocery store continue to increase. They look at their rent payment that's now more than the mortgage payment their parents have, and even people who bought 5 years ago, they're seeing interest rates higher now than they have been. So there are also some headwinds and some reasons that people aren't feeling just warm and fuzzy about what's going on here.
We sort that out as the years go by. Your study helps track it. Your thoughts as we move into these new years and how we make adjustments?
Star Valley needs to decide what we want the future to look like here a little bit, because what we're seeing throughout the county is 5-acre developments. That's the cheapest thing for people to develop land into, just based on the county regulations. But what that means is someone who wants to build a house here, they're having to spend $200,000 to $300,000 just for the lot, and then they're competing with Jackson wages on building that house. So that's what's adding to the housing inaffordability here. It would be really nice if we had some tract housing or some condo units or apartment units that would allow some young talent to move back to Star Valley. Yeah. You know, one of our greatest exports is our bright minds.
That's right.
We graduate close to 200 kids every year.
And a lot of those kids, as they start to grow up and have their own families, want to come home to Star Valley.
They want to, and they're facing lack of opportunity, which with mobile work, some of that is going away, but they're also facing, man, cost of living. It is expensive to move here relative to some other communities around.
How do you put this study together and how do we have access to it?
Yeah, so Rod Jensen started this 30 years ago. The bank turns 30 this year, Dan, and we're excited to celebrate that. But Rod started to say, he's an economist and I'm also an economist. We study every year to find out what is going on, how can the bank be prepared, and just trying to understand what's happening in the valley around us. So every year we'll hire a summer intern to come in and we'll provide some oversight and let them run with it, find some numbers, and then we'll try to interpret what that means for the Valley. But for anyone who's available, or for anyone who'd like to review the study, it's found right on our website, BUSV.com, towards the bottom, and there's economic review. We'd love for everyone to go and read it and be familiar with what's going on here. And we'd love for Star Valley to continue to be a thriving economic engine going forward.
Very good. Marcus Weber, President and CEO of the Bank of Star Valley. Dan Dockstetter, SVI Media, in the Bank of Star Valley today.